Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Good morning, Latia.
Good morning, Johnny.
Where are you beaming in from on this sunny morning?
I'm beaming in from my bedroom.
Okay. Have you opened the curtains?
Yes, I have. It's a beautiful day.
Yes. Yeah, so good, so good. But it is very cold at night at the moment, which probably makes it a great opportunity for like cozying up and watching a bit of telly over the weekend.
That's a great segue. Yes, it does. Great time to be getting into the new season of The Bear, which we're talking about today.
Is The Bear on Neon?
No, it's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, okay, all right.
I thought it was Neon, but no, it's a Disney Plus show.
Now, I've seen the first season. Someone who worked food service, food retail, hospo adjacent industry for quite a long time, the hectic nature of a kitchen and all the pressure was pretty resonant. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
A bit triggering. Yeah. I have heard that from friends who yes. have worked in hospo that they either avoid the show or it's taken them a while to get into it because it is a bit, it does cut a bit close to the bone.
Yeah.
But we are on season 3 now, so you've got another season to catch up on.
Okay.
Before getting into the new one, which came out about two weeks ago.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk us through it, Latia.
Well, I think the general premise is about this restaurant in Chicago, and it centers around Tommy Bizzato, who is the chef there, but he's a bit of a tortured soul, and there's an ensemble of amazing characters. You've got Ayo Edebiri as Sydney, you've got Marcus, Tina, his family. I won't go too much into the plot of season 1 and 2. I think most people could be quite familiar with that, but season 3 comes in. They've opened The Bear, which is like the fine dining restaurant, which is Tommy's vision for what he wanted his family restaurant to now become. Mm-hmm. And he's pursuing, a Michelin star and wants a great review, but he's got a very chaotic and shambolic personal life. He's bumbled it with his girlfriend, and he's sort of, I guess, crushing under the weight of his own success and also his inner turmoil. The season 3 has been a little bit maddening for me. I really loved season 1 and 2. I thought it was an excellent show, and then I feel like season 3, they were like, there's beautiful, beautiful moments. It's beautifully shot, beautifully acted. There's one episode in particular with Chef Tina, which is incredible. But there's something, I don't know, a little bit incoherent about it. It sort of feels a little bit all over the place. It doesn't quite settle. I don't know, it frustrated me. But I did learn that they shot season 3 and season 4 back to back, so it feels like this season is like a little bit of like a warm up, and hopefully there's a big payoff in the next season. But there was just, I feel like the whole premise around Tommy's sort of trauma and turmoil, it doesn't engross me anymore after 2 seasons. I think I find it less compelling than I find, say, the supporting characters, who I feel like I find their lives and what they're into far more interesting than Carmi just sort of being an anxious, avoidant personality for a lot of the time. But, I mean, it's still one of the best shows on TV. I just think because it's been so critically acclaimed, it's won so many awards, that there was a lot of pressure coming in, and I don't know if it quite lands. But it has been a divisive season for a lot of fans.
Do you think perhaps if you were approaching The Bear season 1, 2, and 3 from you're just going to hit them all in one go, it might be a different experience? You might be able to run straight into season 3 off the back of 1 and 2, or do you think you would still experience a bit of that fatigue?
I think what season 3 does well is it, because season 1 and 2 is almost operatic in its pace. Like, it's very fast moving, and there's like a lot of intensity. In season 3, they really put on the brakes, and it's got this more meditative slowness. It's like non-linear. It flashes back and forward. It can be quite poetic at moments that I think it's a little bit frustrating. But I think if you were to watch it, I would be interested to see or know someone who just goes 1, 2, and 3 to see how that pacing might actually work for them. But I just found that I think it was just a little bit of a jigsaw this season, and I wasn't quite sure what the whole unit of characters or what they were kind of collectively moving towards, or there was sort of not a strong, it just looked like there was a strong anchor that was kind of mooring them to something narratively.
Yes.
But I still enjoyed so many moments of that, and there are so many beautiful scenes, and especially when the chefs are just chatting about food and waxing lyrical about restaurants, I think it's really stunning. But yeah, I just was like, it didn't quite land, but yep. I am going to give it another go. You know, season four, I'm hoping that there's a payoff
yes.
at the end.
Yeah, just waiting for that yeah. carrot. All right. Hey, Latia, thank you very much. What's on the cards for the weekend?
Well, I want to watch more of Madam, the New Zealand show, and yes. I think there's, I don't know what else is coming up, but I think there's a few good shows. I saw that Severance Season 2 has finally got a release date, but not till 2025, but it's coming. So.
Severance is like yeah. the sort of dystopian one where yes. he's trying to get his memories back, or...
Yeah, that their mind is cut off between work and home.
I love that.
Amazing.
I love that show.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so...
But it is coming back. It is coming back.
Oh, man, that was so great. All right, that's good news.
So good. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Latia, thank you very much for this morning. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you next week.
Okay, bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.